Part 3.
In 1999, Jean-Pierre Bely became the most recent person officially confirmed to have been cured at Lourdes.
La maladie, elle a débuté dans les années 71-72, à peu près.
The illness began in 1971-72, at first very discreetly. There were very minor symptoms, slight manifestations of the disease, such as fatigue, a lack of suppleness and mobility in my hands, pins and needles in my fingertips. I work as a nurse in a hospital, so I just put it all down to stress. Over the years, things got worse, but the actual diagnosis wasn't made until 1984, after a particularly violent attack that left me partly paralysed. It was after this that I went into hospital, and the doctors carried out a thorough examination. Afterwards, the doctor, who I knew from my work as a nurse, said to me, "Jean-Pierre, prepare yourself for the worst. I think you have multiple sclerosis."
By 1987, Jean-Pierre was bedridden, receiving a 100% state invalidity benefit, and he even had his house modified structurally to accommodate his extreme disability. Later that year, he was persuaded to go on a pilgrimage to Lourdes, but whilst taking part in morning mass, he was overcome by a strange experience.
At that moment, everything was turned upside down, and I was sucked into a whirlwind of emotion, of joy, of peace, and an extraordinary feeling of serenity that came over me, which remains with me still to this day. The second part of the cure took place later that same day. I was back in the sick room, lying on the bed, and felt terribly cold, like an intense chill in my bones. But slowly, it got warmer and warmer, until it felt like a fire burning through the whole of my body. I was overwhelmed by it. I heard this voice, like an order, "Get up and walk." And then, all of a sudden, I don't know how, I found myself sitting up on the bed, my legs dangling over the edge, and I started to touch the back of my hands. I realised I'd regained mobility and sensitivity in my spine and shoulders, which had been blocked for years. They were normal. In fact, you could say I'd found normality again.
By the time Jean... his crippling illness had vanished and remains so today.